Good morning, we're learning Klal Yud Aleph, which is Halachos of Zareya. We're learning Siman Beis, where he's talking about this issue of soaking things, which causes them to sprout. That's going to be under the umbrella of the Malach of Zareya. It's a form of a told of Zareya. And when is it Aser Mid Raisa? When is it Mutter? When is it only Cheshash? So he says the following. The Tana Golem, Mimakoimos Halachim. We read his Kshamim. He's taking his grains and throwing that out for his birds to peck at. So, as opposed to the animal where he's putting it, he's soaking it, and then putting it in the trough for the animal to eat, where that's clear, the animal in general consumes what's put in front of the trough in front of them. So, the Cheshasha, this might sit there to the point that it starts to sprout, is really nowhere near probable. So the person does not have to take that possibility into consideration. The person puts out seeds to feed his chickens, so he has to be careful. He shouldn't put El Kashir Shayukul Lechu B'Yoyim or Yomayim B'Yoyser. He should not put too many seeds there, not more than the birds are able to consume in the time frame of that day and the following day. Why? Because if they sit there longer, they start to sprout. So if he puts it there, the chachila, the chances are the birds are not going to pick all of them, and the chances are it's sitting there in a place which is moist, it's going to start to germinate, it starts to sprout. So why is it a problem? He's not putting it there at all with intent, but the purpose of causing it to sprout. So it's never shedding miskavin. But it's a secretion. If they stay there, they're going to definitely sprout. So it's a problem of secretion. Now, he plans to have the chickens eat before that point. So that he says, but the person has to put out, make sure he puts out, it doesn't over supply the area where the birds will not be able to consume it in the right time frame. Then he's setting it up for this hatsmocho, but a case where he's putting the amount which the birds will peck at and eat before the rooting takes place, the sprouting takes place. Refine. If he puts the seeds in a place where people will step on them, so that prevents the germination, it destroys the mechanism set of the seed, and so in that sense, there's not a chashash that it might come to actually sprouting. He can avoid the sprouting process, sprouting concern, by putting it in a place where people will step on it. Or alternatively, he should put it in a place where the birds will be able to consume it before it starts to sprout. So the time frame he says for that is 1 or 2 days. That's going to be, beyond that, we have to be concerned that it's going to start to sprout. But if there's enough for the bird, so they will consume it within that day and the next day, the person is allowed to put it there because he has no kavanah, and it's not a secretion, it's going to happen. And that's why that's mutter. Now, I want to clarify a side issue totally, since we're immediately adjacent to Pesach. The Chayyada mentions the concept of kidneys. So, which is a very well-known concept in regards to Pesach, the concept, there's Xeris Kitnius, which Ashkenazim are makbed on, and the Sfarim are not. It was Xer, which was put into place post the Gemara, post the Garnim. So Ashkenazim have this Chumrah, and the Sfarim don't. But with what goes into the concept of Kitnius is very confusing to people. What types of grains are problematic, and what types of grains are not? Why are potatoes yes included, not included? All these type of questions we need to clarify. So, Besh in the next year, we'll talk about the definition of kidneys and as it's used in the Xeris kidneys and clarify that point. Meanwhile, have a good day.